The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. I'll be using the shorter form of the Gospel reading this evening. Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. I'm grateful to Father Savio for the opportunity to read the Gospel and share a very personal homily with you this evening. You have probably heard by now that my dog Apollo passed away this past week. He had been struggling with pneumonia, and while he was being treated for that, we learned he had an enlarged heart. Apollo was in effect fighting a war on two fronts, in his lungs and in his heart, which the Germans during World War II could have warned Apollo was not a winning strategy. On Tuesday night, I took him to the emergency animal hospital as his condition was worsening. But by midnight, his blood oxygen level had dropped to 60. It should be around 90. And Dr. Stepmiller felt that soon his organs would start shutting down. I was able to be with him and hold him. As she first gave him a sedative, and after a few minutes, the second shot to stop his heart. And I felt like my heart stopped too. The only peace I could find was knowing I had been with Apollo when he passed, and that he is no longer suffering. I'm reminded of the memorable lines of Admiral Kirk in the movie Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. He said to Lieutenant Savick, "How we deal with death is as important as how we deal with life." If you've seen the movie, you know how Kirk's words would come back to haunt him. Kirk would have to deal with the death of his close friend Spock. And Savick could have repeated Kirk's words back to him. If Apollo could speak, and by the way, he could speak with his eyes, he said the same thing to me Tuesday at midnight. How we deal with death is as important as how we deal with life. And I think the best way to deal with death is by focusing on the earthly life that we got to live, and by thinking about the heavenly life that we will get to live. In other words, when we make death fight a war on these two fronts, we can defeat death. On Wednesday morning, I drove to Springdale to tell my parents about Apollo's passing in person. Now, to be clear, they love Apollo more than they love me. And up to that point, I had been strong enough that I didn't cry when telling people. But when I saw my mom break down in tears when she heard the news, I could not hold back mine own and sobbed like a baby. We decided to celebrate Mass at their home and let the Eucharist comfort us. And over lunch, we talked about Apollo's earthly life. My mom told me very wisely, you know, instead of wishing for 10 more years with Apollo, we should be grateful for the 3 years we had with him. So now I think about how much Apollo loved greeting the school children when they are dropped off in the morning. How he chased those intolerable squirrels, whom the school children named Taco and Burrito. How he sat serenely in the back seat, watching the world go by as we drove to Northwest Arkansas. He was a great shotgun driver. When I feel grateful for the good life Apollo lived on Earth, I can deal with death. The second front to wage war with death is to think about the heavenly life that Apollo will get to live. Now, I know some people don't believe that dogs go to heaven, but I find rather strong scriptural support for that hope in Revelation 21, verse 1, which declares, "There will be a new heavens and a new earth." Put differently, there will be a whole new creation, not just full of redeemed humanity, but also a redeemed cosmos, full of God's beautiful creatures, especially dogs. Now, I'm not 100% sure about cats, but I am sure about dogs. I'm just kidding, all you cat people, relax, relax. And what will Apollo do in heaven? Well, Dr. Katie Hall, our school principal, told me that in heaven, Apollo will have wings. And so he will be able to fly up and catch those squirrely squirrels. And by the way, I mentioned that Apollo will be able to fly in heaven at school mass on Thursday. And Dr. Hall's son, Lennox, in kindergarten, came up to me after mass and asked, "But won't the squirrels have wings in heaven too?" Now we know why Dr. Hall is so smart. Her children teach her. Thus, when I think about Apollo's heavenly life, I can deal with death. I will never forget when Father Savio arrived here this past summer, and I introduced him to Apollo. I wasn't sure if he was a dog person, but he said something that was very prophetic. He observed, "When a dog dies, it will be one of the hardest things you will ever go through." He went on to explain that he had a German shepherd named Rinto, who lived for 14 years. He said he never got another dog because of the pain of that loss. He's definitely a dog person. In other words, Father Savio was saying to me, how we deal with death is as important as how we deal with life. I hope you don't mind me spending a whole homily to talk about my dog's passing. But here's the reason I did. People often say, our dogs help us to be better human beings. And that is absolutely true. But I believe our dogs can also help us to become better Catholic Christians. How so? Well, Apollo taught me, you cannot fight a war on two fronts. And even though Apollo may have lost the battle last Tuesday, he can help us to win the war. How? Well, because thinking about our life on earth and in heaven, we make death fight a war on two fronts. Praised be Jesus Christ.